I never would have guessed that. I thought about 20, 32 years. Moses is over here now. And looked like a shining light coming over here, amen. And his face was shining bold. So what happened is longevity, greatness is built on longevity. How's this church known? No, it ain't the meat market, 32 years. I blew me away, I didn't know that. I remember when you probably first got started with Brother, we met at a restaurant with Ted Hines. That's the first time I met you, over one of them places on after the blowout one night. So what happened is God wants to advertise on you. He wants to put a billboard on you. Sometimes it's the billboard of suffering. Sometimes it's the billboard of neglect. Sometimes it's a billboard of prison. Sometimes it's a billboard of cancer. God has many facets to show his grace. Sometimes it's a billboard of success. I got a kid, I can't remember what I'm telling you sometimes, but repetition is the key of learning. And this kid come to me about 2 months ago. And the pastor called me and he said, I need you to help this kid in my church, Fundamental Church, right on, not too far from us. He said he wanted to be, told you he wanted to be a gangster. And I said, well, you want to be a gangster? I told you, I took him down to school. I saw him the other day. I said, what's the difference between you and I met you 3 months ago? He said, you got me reading the Bible. And I make him accountable to me. I said, I asked you questions in that chapter. I said, we're going to take a car over here, Brother Tom Hall. We're going to take a car. I want you to drive with us, me and another guy. I told the guy, I want to carry the conversation with this guy sitting in the back listening. He said, he got back that night and said, Brother Patterson, can I say something to you? He said, yeah, go ahead. He said, you guys had more fun tonight. He didn't talk about the world. He didn't talk about drugs. He didn't talk about, he said, no, that's nothing to me. I said, we talked about Christ. We talked about our new life and talked about what we're going to do for Christ. He said, man, I was encouraged tonight. A little kid wanted to shoot up at school 2 months ago. Hello. I said, you're watching too much television. I said, you listen to too much rap music. He said, how would you guess? I said, I know you. I can read you like a book. I got him reading biographies now, preacher. He's reading biographies, and he'll call me. He said, Brother Patterson, man, that David Livingston was awesome. Man, he was wild. Yeah, he was. He died of tuberculosis just a few years on the field. And he went into the jungles of Africa. They found him, and they took 6 months to get his body out of Africa and buried him in Westminster Abbey, England. That's what David Livingston meant to the natives of Africa. See, the life is the Christian life is not about us; it's about Him. It's about can He take our life and use it to put it where it's at? You come to church like this, preacher's going to preach a lot of things. The other preachers, all the missionaries come through here; they're going to say something. And one day, God's going to use somebody to just ring your bell. Ding! I want you. I want you, mission field. I want you. Boom! I want you. Boom! I want you. Stay here. It just changes. That's why the water moves. When the water doesn't move, it's stagnant. I don't like stagnant water. I like water moving. More fish come in that way. He that winneth, it's a conquering phrase. He that winneth the souls is wise. Now, I talk about the body, I understand that, but I also want to apply it to the soul. The soul is on the inside. The soul in the Old Testament, the body, sometimes were interchangeable. Ezekiel 18:4, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The inside soul never dies. But the body will. And so I have to convince these girls, like this girl I talked to last week. I knew her when she was 8 years old. And she said she's tattooed all the way from here all the way down through her body. And her legs, her arms, everything. She's the best soul one I ever met in my life. You hear what I'm saying? She's at this women's home, been there, grew up in an independent Bible-believing Baptist church, got out in the world, got right with God. Think of all the people in the Bible that made a mistake, then God used them. The best thing to do is get saved young when you're about 5 and never go out in the world. That's the best scenario. That's the best way to go. I didn't have that. Many of you have had that. But don't think out there, it's out there, they like you. This world hates you. They hate what you stand. They're going to come after your book one day. If when they take your Bible away, do you still remember enough of it so you can quote it and read it by memory? You got to see the missionary kids on foreign field, what they memorize, because they know that day is coming. They're going to, this world is turning more more liberal as all day. It just I don't know what the public is going to do in the Senate or whatever they're going to do. I know they're limited. I know it took him what 15 rounds to get elected. Come on, he gave up something. He gave up a lot of stuff. But you know what? That's where Christianity comes in. God said, "I know that, but I'm going to advertise on you. God, I'm going to advertise my grace." Now, you have to bear in mind, Ruth, Jesus Christ's genealogy comes right through Ruth and Boaz. That's where your Savior came from, physically. And the greatest thing in a Christian life is to sell your life out for Jesus Christ. Well, what do you mean? Can you advertise? Can you? Are you willing to be a public display for Jesus Christ? That's what he's asking. Number two, your event and your direction, your location, your product, your lives that are your life spent, fully spent, and your security. Everything based on that. When I meet these guys on the street, I've met a guy up in Chicago. I was there, a director there at the Pacific Garden Mission for about a year. And we bed down 300 men a night, 400 really with the women, about 400 people a night. And we had three guys working on staff, me and a guy from Moody Bible Institute who took his sweater and tied it around his neck, and he walked around all night. I said, "Oh my God, you're my backup?" You'll catch that when you get home, all right? And he said, "You're Jack Patterson. You're one of them fundamentalists." I said, "What do you mean a fundamentalist? I knew what I believe in. I mean, all fun, no damn, and no mental." And I said, "No, I believe the Bible is the Word of God." And he said, "Well, you use the ASV down here and so forth." I didn't beat him up. I said, "Well, that's your privilege." I just kept going about my business, to kept winning people there to Christ and so forth. Well, here comes the old man, old Harry Chandelier, convert of Billy Sunday. He comes in there. He said, "Patterson." He called me Patterson. 82 years old, you can call me Patterson. He said, "Patterson, you're more than a supervisor." And see, I was willing to let God advertise me in a place I was uncomfortable. The gangs, shooting, stabbing, every night, I heard guns going off outside the mission. I was working there on the afternoon shift. And a lot of times I had to stay over the midnight shift because the other guy didn't show up. Then I'd go to school in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'd leave there about 6:30, go to school. Then I had to come back there at 3 o'clock. But they had a little room upstairs for the staff and take a nap up there. All that's been torn down now. That's where Billy Sunday got saved at. By a little lady named Mrs. Clark. There was three Chicago White Sox out there drinking across the street, singing and acting crazy, four of them. And Billy Sunday was on the right-hand side, and she sees him out there. And in 1800, she walks out there, about 1890, and she witnessed all four of those Navy guys, baseball players, rather. You know what God was doing that lady that run a Pacific Garden Mission? He was advertising her. It's either going to be advertised or adversity, one of the two. That's a choice. And so she walks out there and she gives them the gospel. And Billy Sunday said, "Boys, I'm getting off this train today." Walked inside with this lady, Mrs. Clark, walked across in the mission and got saved. And they taught him Bible, taught him Bible, taught him Bible. Boom, he started winning people to Christ. He got a hold of Mel Trotter. Mel Trotter got saved. He ran a rescue mission in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know what those guys are doing? Here, God has you out here in Bullwinkle country, I call it. You know, this ain't the city. He wants you to advertise. Can he advertise his grace on you? Can he bring people across your path for you to witness to? That's what he's doing. "Oh, I know all the principles." Yeah, but do you know the scriptures? I know about the principle, but do you know the scriptures? "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature," not a new creation, the new Bible says. You're not a new creation until you get your new body. So they're a dispensation off. Had a guy one time, a pastor came in, come down to Corpus Christi, and a lot of trouble. And of course, back in the 70s, a lot of dope heads, I took a lot of murders and rapists at that home, and I was 21 working there. And I worked here for 3 years on that island. But one particular guy came down there, and he stole some drugs from the mob. He thought he would come down there and hide out. Well, the mob found him and scoped him out and was going to shoot him. Long story short is this mob guy called his mother and said, "I'm in here in Corpus Christi working," and so forth. And said, she said, "Oh, you need to go hear my preacher, Lester Roloff." he said, "Oh man, that's the guy at home. I'm gonna kill this guy." It was a hit. It was a hit. Paid $250,000 to kill him out of Georgia. Wasn't no movie. He sends the picture to Lester Roloff, and Lester Roloff calls me, and I'm standing right next to this guy when he took the picture.